I want you to turn to Mark's Gospel in chapter 8. Mark's Gospel, chapter 8. I want to tell you a little bit about a town called Bethsaida. It's mentioned in verse 22. And they came to Bethsaida. And they brought a blind man to Jesus. Mark 8, verse 22. And they implored him to touch him. Now, sometimes Jesus did some very unusual things with blind people. Sometimes he spat on the ground and put it on their eyes and told them to wash. Sometimes he just healed them. So you believe me, I'll heal you. But there was significance to what he did. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit in a way that none of us know, because he was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. As I've studied the life of Jesus, I said, Lord, I want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit like you were. Jesus would be walking down the road and the Holy Spirit would say, stop and look in the tree. There's somebody there. That's how he met Zacchaeus. Imagine being sensitive to the Holy Spirit like that, that we walk through this earth and God leads us to needy people because he wants to reach them. How much we miss by not being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And what did he do? He took the blind man by the hand. I believe the Spirit led Jesus to say that. Take him outside the village. Don't heal him here. Take him outside. And he took him outside and then spat on his eyes, laid his hands on him and said, do you see anything? He said, no. I see men and I see them like trees walking around. Human beings, he couldn't make a difference between human beings and trees. And you can be pretty sure a person is blind when he can't see a difference between a human being and a tree. A tree is not a living soul, a human being. When a man thinks that money is more important than lost souls, he's like that. He can't see the difference between living for the kingdom of God and living to make money. Lord, I can't see the difference. It seems to me the same. I go to church on Sunday and I live to make money the rest of the week. You're blind, brother. You're like this person who thinks men and trees are the same. You need another touch from God. You got one, I know. That's why you're in church today. You need another one to restore your vision fully. And he said, okay, I'll pray for you again. Now, if Jesus were like some of today's Pentecostal preachers, they'd have said, no, don't say that. Confess that you're healed. Even when you can't see a thing, say you're healed. Even when you're sick, say you're healthy. But Jesus never told anybody to tell a lie. How could he say he was seeing when he was not seeing? This incident is written there for the 21st century, to warn people, don't say you're healed when you're not healed. Be honest. If you can't see, say, I can't see. But somebody prayed for you. Never mind, he did pray for me, but I'm still not healed. Imagine, Jesus prayed for me, and I'm still not healed. I like the boldness of this guy. I believe we need honest people like that. There's far too much of a lying among Christians today. And they call it faith. Faith does not make us tell a lie. Jesus did not challenge him saying, hey, you must trust God. I prayed for you. Now just believe that you're healed. It'll come. Sight will come. Just hang on. Just praise God. This type of deception that goes on in so-called healing today, so completely contrary to the Spirit of Christ. So this man was honest. He said, I see them like trees. I'm not healed properly. And Jesus said, fine. I lay hands on you again. Isn't that amazing? It's the only time in the Gospels where Jesus had to touch a person twice to heal him. He could have healed him the first time, but I believe that was to teach a lesson to us today that When you're not healed, don't say you're healed. And so he touched him again. And he said, now I can see everything clearly. Now, you know, that's when the Lord has really touched you and you say, Lord, now I see the difference between God's blessing with earthly money, which Allah and Lakshmi can give, and God's blessing that makes me like Jesus Christ, which only Jesus can do. Now I can see it. But till now I was blind. I thought money was the mark of God's blessing. I thought a better house was the mark of God's blessing, or a better car was the mark of God's blessing. And Lord, I didn't even realize that I needed a second touch from you. Are some of you blind? Not fully blind. God touched you once. You need a second touch, where the kingdom of heaven becomes more real to you than the kingdom of earth. If you got one eye on the kingdom of heaven, another eye on the kingdom of earth, you certainly need a second touch. If you think blessing, God's blessing is shown by prosperity, then you have to say that Jesus was not blessed and Paul was not blessed and Peter was not blessed, but you are blessed. Are you crazy? How could you be so blind all these years to think that your money is a proof of God's blessing? No. You're intelligent, you worked hard, you got a degree and your parents were rich enough to send you to some good college. Or you got an opening in some country where you could make money. That's what made you money, not because of God's blessing. And there are umpteen Hindus and Muslims and atheists also who made just as much money as you and more without the blessing of Jesus. How is that? Have your eyes been opened? Have you seen, or do you need a second touch to see that it's only God blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. That is the mark of new covenant blessing. Otherwise, I mean, if you're an Israelite following Moses, then I agree. If you're an Israelite following Moses, go ahead and read Deuteronomy 28 and follow it, but don't ever step into the New Testament. That's not for you. Don't call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon Jehovah and let Moses be your leader. But we got to be honest. If you follow Jesus, there's no promise of earthly prosperity, but there is a promise that God will provide all our needs. Seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness. All your earthly needs will be provided. And God will give us enough help to serve Him. But I want you to see here, once he saw, Jesus said to him, this is an amazing thing. He never said this to anybody else whom he healed. Listen to this. Don't even enter that village again, verse 26. He sent him to his home saying, don't enter that village again, that village of Bethsaida, where you came out from. I could not heal you there. And you notice, they came to Bethsaida and they asked him to touch him, and Jesus took the blind man, verse 23, right outside the village. He said, I can't heal you here. Take you outside. Healed him outside Bethsaida. He said, don't ever go back there. That's really something. When the Lord is so much against a particular village called Bethsaida, and you know, some good people came out of Bethsaida, by the way. You know that? You turn to John's Gospel, chapter 1. You read there. John 1:44. Philip, who became a disciple of Jesus, was from Bethsaida, which is also the city of Andrew and Peter. Boy. Three of Jesus' apostles came from Bethsaida. Must be a pretty good place. But Jesus said to this man, don't ever go back to that village. And now I'll tell you why. It's the glory of God to hide a matter in Scripture, and the glory of kings to search it out. That's what it says in Proverbs. Turn to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 21, and you'll see the answer. Matthew 11 verse 21. That's fine that Andrew and Philip and Peter came from Bethsaida, but that did not make Bethsaida one of the favorite cities or villages for Jesus. Verse 20, first of all, Matthew 11, 20. Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done. Listen to this. Because they did not repent. There you find that word again. They did not repent. And which were the towns that did not repent? Chorazin and Bethsaida. That was the reason why he told that blind man, don't ever go to that city where people, don't ever go to that church where they don't preach repentance. You come out of that church, great, don't ever go back to that church. Why, Lord? There are normal people living there, good people, that's fine, but they don't preach repentance. That's the message for us today.